WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
So, tonight on the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211, we learned about someone's sex-iversary. Eric Rowan has a mysterious bag. He also...
I think it's a lobster trap with a burlap sack over it, personally.
He also threw a cow to live human beings. And, Walter was there. So, yeah.
And he talked.
He talked. So, yeah, that's the thing. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
I have to say, just because I want to talk about it first, Eric Rowan chucking a couch at live human beings, that was actually very impressive.
All right, so the backstory was R-Truth versus the Singh brothers. They've ran out of the arena. Okay, so I have to... One, this show was taped. So what we saw on TV was not what the people saw in the building. All they saw in the building was R-Truth run to the back chasing after them. They did not see what followed, which was the Singh brothers ending up in the dark room, which happened to be with Eric Rowan, who then beat the crap out of them, threw a couch at them. R-Truth walked in and said, "Oh, I guess you need some privacy," and turned the lights off. They did not see that in the building.
We should also point out the Singh brothers ended up in the women's locker room, which was not any safer for them.
No, it was not. But yeah, that people live didn't see, and they were like, "What happened?" "Well, that's what happened, UK. That's what happened.
Eric Rowan committed a felony. That's what happened."
And then before that, he was like talking to a camera or talking to us. I didn't understand it.
He's got something, a something, God only knows what it is, in a, like, mesh chicken wire type cage or a trap or something like that. And it's a pet because he's talking to it. And he's like, "Oh, you're so cute. Oh, look at you. Oh," you know, like he's talking to it like a pet does. But it's like he's talking to the camera, which is, of course, us. As he's talking to it, so it's a little confusing because all you see is like the camera and then the mesh and then his face,
mm-hmm.
just right there. So it's like, oh, okay, all right. And then later, like Eric, when he destroys the Singh brothers, he's all over this episode. You don't see anything, but then he comes out
for his match against some dude.
Against some dude, and like
Sonar Dursin was the name.
Poor guy. Poor Sonar. Just poor guy. Thank you for taking one for the team there.
One for the name.
And, like, he walks out with this thing that's covered with a burlap sack, or what's left of a burlap sack. And it's a It is of a fairly good size. So whatever this is, it's big. I'm thinking probably like a snake or a lizard of some kind.
Well, it
possibly a rat.
It won't be a rat. It won't be a snake because that would be Jake the Snake Roberts gimmick, and they're not going to go do that per se. So,
but they could. Why wouldn't they?
I think it would be some sort of other animal, not a snake.
But why wouldn't it be a snake?
Because it's iconic.
That doesn't mean everyone can't do it.
Yeah, but you don't want them ripping off someone else's gimmick.
That's what everybody does. It's the wrestling business.
True, true. Any truers in chat? So.
But I mean, it's something interesting. Watch it be like the sheep mask or some crap like that. Or watch it be something really weird because Eric's back to being his weird self. He's no longer Mr. Eco-friendly. He's just psychotic, which I'm very happy to see. And they're doing stuff with him, which is good. I don't know if this is his idea that he's come up with or this is an idea that they gave him. If it turns out to be really cool and it's his idea, then he's a completely underrated genius. And he may be. We don't know. But, yeah. I'm curious. I'm definitely curious until it goes haywire. God knows what it is.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, I would like to point out, Bray went away, came back with 4 puppets and a fiend. Now Eric has something we don't know in a cage. And Luke's just...
Luke. Yeah. So there was that. To go through some stuff that also happened on the show, Drew McIntyre beat Sin Cara. Andrade beat Cedric Alexander. The Viking Raiders beat Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster.
I want to see that match again, but I want to see it more balanced because I feel like that could be a really, really fantastic tag match if they have the time and if the Viking Raiders actually would be in a position to lose. But neither was the case, so we got what we got, which was good.
Mm-hmm. So, as mentioned in the open, it was a sexiversary for Lana. And lastly, it was 7 weeks to the day that they first hooked up.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Apparently it is.
But the reason why it's a thing is, well, we find out later on as Lana comes out, sans Bobby Lashley, because they have a little tiff backstage. She struts her little self out to basically say, well, you know, she talks about Rusev and how he cheated on her. And, you know, she basically tries to justify the fact that she's committing adultery, which the fact that she was wearing cross earrings made it really ironic. She gets to the heart of the matter, which is that she's pregnant.
She went to the doctor list because she got knocked down, and so she wanted to get checked out. So everything's fine, but she found out she's a perfectly healthy woman that's 9 weeks pregnant. So do the math, and that her ex-husband put a monster inside her.
Are they officially divorced?
They're getting soon to be ex-husband. She was mad. Rusev came out. He was happy. He's a sex addict. We keep going over that. Rusev said, first he was a sex addict, then he was a cheater, now she's pregnant. You're calling me a liar, she said. Rusev said he didn't call her a liar, but he wondered what she was doing to manipulate the situation. She was yelling and slapped him. Lashley came out. He got beat down. As they were up on the top of the ramp, I can't believe he believes I was pregnant. So it was all a ruse to get him out there to get beat up.
Doing him like this, like,
because he cheated.
Did he though?
It's what she says.
I want the receipts. I want the goddamn receipts that Rusev cheated. I actually want it. One, because the storyline irritates the crap out of me. I want proof. Like, I really do. I want Rusev to walk out there and be like, oh, you say I cheated? Here you go. Here's the proof I didn't cheat. Now what are you going to do? Oh, hey, by the way, I want a divorce. Because I've got you dead to rights on adultery. Like, I want that. I want that to be how this goes. Because otherwise, I don't understand why we're doing this in 2020. 2019. Whatever. I don't understand why we're doing this storyline. Other than it gets Bobby Lashley on TV, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
But it's weird.
It's weird. It's like, it's just weird. I'm sorry. It is. It gets Rusev on TV, gets Bobby Lashley on TV, gets Lana back on TV. Great. It's doing that purpose. But it's just, it's like, I want the proof that Rusev did cheat or didn't cheat to move this forward. I need that in my life because I need this to end.
So Raw open with Becky Lynch coming out. She's ready for her challenger. She's hungrier. She's ready to fight harder. And she wants to regain her legacy as being Becky Two Belts by beating the Kabuki Warriors tonight. So she teams up with Charlotte Flair to take on Asuka and Kairi Sane for the tag team titles. Good match. Shayna Baszler showed up. And then towards the end, Bayley showed up.
Was she lost?
I think she was. So Baszler and Bayley got into it. Lynch then got attacked from behind, rolled up, pinned for the 1-2-3. After the match, Bayley attacked Becky as Baszler just walked away.
So Becky was over. There was a little bit of a Becky chant after she came out, and she gave a really impassioned speech. Can we not, or can we stop, referring to Charlotte by her full name every time we talk about her? It's either Charlotte Flair or the Queen. And this is why I don't watch wrestling with commentary, but I watched it tonight because I had to work during the first hour of Raw. So every other word was Charlotte Flair, Charlotte Flair, Charlotte Flair. I know her goddamn last name. Just call her by her first name, please.
So yeah, Charlotte Flair had a good matchup tonight with Becky Lynch when she teamed up to take on Asuka and Kairi Sane. Charlotte Flair did well tonight, teaming up with Becky Lynch against Kairi Sane and Asuka. Did Charlotte Flair.
I hate you. But yeah, no, the match was really good. The match was entertaining. Sadly, Charlotte and Becky lost.
Charlotte Flair.
But Charlotte, you know, Becky stepped up for her work wives, you know, helped her out.
People, they were wondering why it wasn't Natty, but she had family obligations.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something, I'm not sure what's going on, but yeah, she wasn't there. Supposedly.
She wasn't. I don't think she was on this tour.
Are they back?
No.
I was going to say, they're gone for, like, what, another week?
Yeah, they're gone to, like, SmackDown's back later this week. So I would think both sides are back by the end of the week.
By the way, for the SmackDown on Fox commercials where they're like, is it Bray Wyatt? Is it The Fiend? If you are questioning who is the champion on SmackDown, the answer is both.
Mm-hmm.
It's both. Just give Funhouse Bray the title because I dare you to try and take it from him.
So Seth Rollins came out, talked about everything that happened last week, how a fire's been lit underneath him, and he's put up to prove it's Monday Night Rollins again, and he's here for a fight. So it's an open challenge to the UK's best, and out walked the Imperium, led by Walter. So it was Walter versus Seth Rollins tonight on Monday Night Raw.
I didn't know I needed this in my life, but I needed this in my life, and I would like it again, please. One, because Walter, God, Walter is just a wrecking machine.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord, that man can put in a beating. I mean, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked, which is, I don't think I've ever heard, and this is my first experience with Walter, aside from the limited stuff that I've seen in NXT of him, I've never seen him outside of WWE. And that's mainly because I just don't have access to the stuff to see him. But, like, got to hear him talk for the first time tonight and really like his promo style.
Yeah.
Like, he can deliver a very, very good promo. He's extremely intimidating. And I need another match between him and Seth because it was very, very good.
And it was good while it lasted. It ended in disqualification with Seth Rollins getting the win, with Imperium beating him down. Street Profits made the save, and then Kevin Owens made the save, and guess what, Platt? It's a tag team match. 8-man tag. Owens, Profits, Rollins versus the Imperium. We saw Rollins, Owens, and the Street Profits getting the victory.
Lots of points there for us in fantasy, but
oh yeah,
I just have to say something else I didn't know that I needed until tonight would be Kevin Owens versus Walter one-on-one. Can I have that, please? Pretty please, I promise to be good.
And then it was your main event. It is
Christmas is coming, just saying. Anyway, main event, go.
It is Randy Orton, Ricochet, and Humberto Carrillo taking on the OCs, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson. Good match.
Very good match. I don't know. Humberto, I feel so bad because every time I see him, it's like, he's just a baby. What are you doing? Like, he's so baby-faced. It's just like, he's a child. Don't hurt him. But he's a grown man. Like, I get that. He's a grown man, but it's like, you see him and it's like, oh, he's so young. It's like, are you sure he belongs with the group? Okay. All right.
Anyway, Randy Orton earlier in that stint stood up and made, you know, joined the team of Ricochet and Humberto. They got the win over AJ Gallows and Carl Anderson as Orton hit the RKO and then allowed Carrillo to hit the moonsault and pin AJ Styles. Afterwards, Randy and Ricochet teased an RKO, but then shared some words. Ringer basically saying he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants.
I just want to point out, can we keep Humberto away from Randy? He's a bad influence.
And Carl Anderson and Ricochet?
They need to not wear the same pants. Because when they get, like, moving really, really fast, it gets confusing. That's all I'm going to say. Like, it gets confusing because they're both bald. They're both wearing black pants. They both have tattoos. And when you can't see their faces, it's really hard to keep track of who's who.
But that was Raw.
That was Raw. I mean, it wasn't a terrible Raw. It was a decent Raw.
Yeah.
I'm, like I said, there's stuff that I'm intrigued about and terrified of.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was good.
I enjoyed it. So that'll do it for the Raw Push Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Available Wednesday will be the CB Radio Not So Live AEW Full Gear Show. Check it out. CBRadioLive.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Thursday, though, we're live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We're doing things. I'm not sure what yet, but we've got news, notes, NXT, all your favorites, two of the week, and we'll probably have a discussion topic because I don't think we're talking about Survivor Series this week. I think that's next week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will have a discussion topic. If there's anything you want us to talk about, shoot us a message on the Twitters at Wild Talk Radio, at RackRadioShow.com.
Or just at RackRadioShow. There's no .com in the Twitter.
Whatever he said, just do the thing.
Or at Lynn's Ward, LNSWARD. Saturday night, midnight nights at CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio Preview, Survivor Series. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. Did you know that's called Twitch Prime? Because it's a
is
thing.
It?
It is. It's a thing. You should like totally do a thing. So, do it. Also, use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop because that would be very beneficial for things. Just saying. Anyway, go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at LensWard, LNSTabarity.
So this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.